USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's hard to believe the tornado damage in Lee County, Alabama. Trump got an aerial view of the destruction by a helicopter shortly after Air Force One touched down at Fort Benning, Georgia. Meanwhile, the first funerals are being held today for nearly two dozen people who were killed by Sunday's powerful twister. 23 Republicans voted against an anti-hate resolution that did end up passing, though, in the House of Representatives. One of those Republicans was Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas. He joins Fox News and explains why he voted against the bill.
We didn't address it. We just generally said, basically we were against hate, except maybe not the kind of hate of a Democrat that hated Republicans and tried to kill a number of them, shot Steve Scalise now, or the violence against Trump supporters.
U.S. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson has decided to resign, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.